Did it.
I'm in. This Sunday, we celebrate Trinity Sunday. This is the mystery at the very heart of our Christian faith. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Every Sunday, we profess this faith in the Creed. I believe in God, the Father. I believe in God, the Son. I believe in God, the Holy Spirit. Yet, the Trinity is not simply a doctrine to be understood only with the mind. It is actually a relationship into which we are invited. The Trinity tells us who God is, and also who we are called to become. In the Gospel readings before Pentecost, Jesus spoke often about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, especially in his farewell message to his disciples. Remember, Jesus spoke tenderly about God as his Father and about returning to the Father's house. At one point, Philip said to Jesus, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will, and that will be enough for us." And Jesus answered, "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me." Then Jesus continued to comfort his disciples who were afraid of losing him. He promised, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, the Holy Spirit, to be with you always." So in these simple but profound words, together with his constant teaching in other parts of the Gospel, Jesus opened for us a whole new way of knowing God. First, God the Father. Jesus constantly spoke God as Father, not a distant ruler far away in heaven, but a loving Father close to his children. Even more beautifully, Jesus called God Abba, an Aramaic word which means like daddy or papa, a word of closeness, affection, and trust. And Jesus taught us something astonishing. His Father is also our Father. This matters deeply today because many people who live with fear, anxiety, loneliness, and uncertainty, some think of God only as a strict, demanding, or distant being. But Jesus reminds us that God is a Father who knows us personally, listens to our prayers, watches over us, and never abandons us. When life becomes heavy, when family struggle, when health fails, when the future feels uncertain, we are not alone. We have a Father who cares for us. Secondly, God the Son. At Jesus' baptism in the Jordan, the Father called Jesus, "This is my beloved Son." Jesus is the Son who came into our world to show us the face of God. As St. John tells us, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So in Jesus, God did not remain distant. God walked among us. He experienced human life, joy and sorrow, friendship and rejection, suffering and death. That means whenever we look at Jesus, his compassion, his forgiveness, his concern for the poor and the suffering, we see the heart of God. And because the Father of Jesus is our Father also, Jesus becomes our brother. So today our world is wounded by division, violence, hatred, and indifference. Many people feel broken or forgotten. Jesus shows us another way, the way of mercy, reconciliation, compassion, and sacrificial love. And thirdly, God the Holy Spirit. Before ascending into heaven, Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit, who would remain with us forever. Last Sunday on Pentecost, we celebrated the coming of that Spirit upon the church. The Holy Spirit is God's living presence among us today. The Spirit strengthens us when we are weak, guides us when we are confused, comforts us in our grief, gives us courage when faith becomes difficult. Sometimes we may feel spiritually tired or discouraged. Sometimes we wonder if God is still near us. Trinity Sunday reminds us that the Holy Spirit continues to work quietly in our lives, often in hidden ways, through prayer, through scripture, through the sacraments, through the kindness of others, and through moments of peace and wisdom. God has not abandoned his people. The Spirit is still with us. So what does the Trinity mean for our lives? The mystery of the Trinity is not only about God. It also teaches us how to live. The love, the unity, and the communion shared by the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit become the model for our relationships in our families, in our parish, and in our society. So like God the Father, we are called to be the life-giving and generous people, building up our families, helping our communities, caring for those in need, and contributing goodness to the world around us. And like God the Son, we are called to be peacemakers and healers, bringing forgiveness where there is hurt, unity where there is division, hope where there is despair. In the world filled with anger and harsh words, Christians are called to speak with kindness and truth. We are called to be like God, the Holy Spirit. We are called to spread truth, wisdom, and faith, especially to the young, the confused, and the searching for meaning. Parents, teachers, catechists, and all believers share in this mission of guiding others toward God by our words and example. Finally, our entire Christian life begins and ends in the name of the Trinity. Just consider this. When we were baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When our sins are forgiven in confession, we are absolved in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. When we got married, we were blessed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And at the end of our life, I bless you with holy water and send you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Even the Mass that we attend begins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And many times each day we make the sign of the cross, perhaps so often that we do it without thinking. But every sign of the cross is a reminder. God the Father created us. God the Son redeemed us. God the Holy Spirit sanctifies and guides us. So the Holy Trinity is not far from us. God is with us, within us, around us, every day of our lives. So today, let us thank God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for His endless love. And let us ask for the grace to live as true brothers and sisters in the one family of God. Amen.